ancient crystal skulls, Chet. You did some work there back, I think, at least 10 years ago. Have you stayed on top of this thing?
Well, it is a passion of my wife's, even more than mine. Yes, we actually hosted one of the first crystal skull conferences in the United States back in 1998 when we brought together not only the ancient crystal skulls, Max, of course, who's in Houston, Texas, and Shana Ra with Nick Nocerino, who was sort of the premier investigator into crystal skulls at that time. He's since gone on to perhaps investigate them on another plane, but he had a wonderful crystal skull named Shana Ra with Barbara Marciniak, the trans-channel of the Pleiadians, who had never channeled holding a crystal skull, so we had that opportunity. And actually, I believe that at that event that we had some Native American shamans. It was quite a unique thing that took place, and we did two others of those. And actually, my wife, who is French, and I have been helping do similar organization in France in the last few years over in Europe. And so we have helped to take Max and Shana Ra to France in June of this year, where I think we had 450 people that came and spent a weekend with Flor de Mayo, a Mayan elder and friend of ours who's worked with many of the crystal skulls. And we ourselves were gifted with a crystal skull, which is a contemporary crystal skull from Brazil in 1999. So it's been something that's been part of our lives, our little crystal skull, which is a baby-sized crystal skull. Frankly, that's much easier to travel with. I'm a very practical guy. That isn't why we happen to have it. Gaia Luce came to us, and she's a pure citrine, and we have seen how the energy, what is unique with crystal skulls is, of course, like all crystals, as Barbara Marciniak and her Pleiadians have said, energy is stored in stone and bone, and so stone, of course, is crystal. Crystal has a unique ability to take energy in and then amplify it and transmit it at a later time. So, in a sense, all radio work is based on crystals, isn't it? Think about it, Marconi.
That's true.
Everything is really a crystal. The only thing that is different with the crystal skull, other than the size, is that a crystal skull is shaped in a shape that we have a subconscious connection to as human minds. Come back to the mind, because really, ultimately, everything works through the mind. And we have been subconsciously programmed either through genetics, because of our ancestors, genetic ancestors, worshipped skulls of ancestors back in the ancient times, or through reincarnation. Possibly we had past lives with ancient crystal skulls in other parts of the world, in Lemuria or Atlantis or even in Mesoamerica, Central America. So that the skull shape, even though consciously many people think, oh, that's a terrible symbol of death or something, that's not what our subconscious says to us. Our subconscious says, here is a source of wisdom and oftentimes a source of healing. And that's why they're so effective when used with skilled intuitives, skilled healers who can take the vibration of the healing and entrain it into the crystal skull and through the crystal, you see, into the patient.
Why or are the ancient skulls, they have more power than maybe some of the current ones?
Well, why does Chartres Cathedral resonate and attract more people to go there and you automatically feel a sense of prayer when you walk in it than just going to the tabernacle down the street? Primarily, it is because that building was built in such a way that it would amplify those vibrations better. And there have been hundreds of years of people who have created by their being there in that reverent state of vibration that endures. The same is true with ancient crystal skulls. They were fashioned, the really ancient ones, the ones like Max or Shana Ra, were fashioned thousands and thousands of years ago by technologies we don't understand yet even today. I know, I've heard this from Joanne Parks herself, that you could not recreate Max even with the laser technology that we have today. And she's been told that by, you know, people who are specialists in these things. It simply couldn't be done. So that there was a technology that created them in such a way that that shape would amplify and pick up the resonance and put it back out again, transmit it. And then those crystal skulls have been, even though they may have been sleeping for some time, many of them were found, of course, in tombs, so that for the last 1,000 years, maybe they were asleep. But nonetheless, for thousands of years, they were being used by individuals and groups around the world. There's a woman in Holland who's a friend of ours, Yoki is her name, and she has, I think, 7 ancient crystal skulls. I mean, that's, think about
it. How many ancient ones are there, 13?
No, there's more than 13.
Are there? Okay.
According to the true Mayan tradition, as was explained to us by Grandmother Flor de Mayo, there are actually 13 crystal skulls for each of the 4 directions. So you think
really?
About that. That's 52. So there would be 52 that at some point would have been used or together. And so far as I know right now, there's about 20 that one could argue are ancient crystal skulls. It's almost impossible, by the way, to tell what an ancient crystal skull is except by a negative. And by a negative, I mean you can tell that something is not an ancient crystal skull if it has markings on it, such as metal leaves a certain marking. So if a skull has been, you know, polished with a metallic tool,
right,
or if it's been turned on a lathe, or if it's been otherwise used with a machinery, all of those things were not used in the ancient times. It's very possible, and again, I come back to my source from the Mayans, that plant substances were used in the original creation of the crystal skulls, because there are some plants, apparently very secretly kept, the secrets of them are closely guarded, so you're not going to find these on the internet, the secretions of which, if used properly, could shape crystal, melting it into the shape that could be eventually made into a skull.
I was going to say, is it possible they had liquid crystal and they made this mold?
Well, I don't think they're molded. Max, certainly you could never have been molded, because actually he's formed from 3 different parts of a crystal stem. And the 3 would have had to have been growing together naturally.
Right.
You know, and a confluence point. That's why Max is such a powerful crystal skull, because he has a triple energy. It's like a triple whammy. Anybody who's been in Max's presence knows that. And the crystal skulls, by the way, they can be used for negative purposes as well as positive ones, simply by the programming that people put into them. The programming comes from people, not from the crystal. But I'm talking about plants that could be used in a rubbing way or a secretion. Think of, like, you know, many plants secrete a milky substance. That could probably have been taken and then molded around a piece of natural crystal and rubbed in such a way so that in a very quick, short period of time, you would get the rounded shape, and then you could sculpt out in the appropriate ways the way the crystal skull would be looked to make it look like a skull.